And once again, good morning on this Friday morning. It is August 16th. Connor Harbit with you on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Joined now in studio for our next interview, it'll be Representative Jim Kelly. He represents the Kansas 11th District, which includes parts of Coffeyville, Cherryville, and actually the whole of Coffeyville, Cherryville, and parts of Indy. So, Representative Kelly, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Connor. Nice to get to visit with you this morning.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And as we were kind of mentioning on air, this is kind of another milestone for me. I don't think I've ever actually interviewed a legislator on air. So definitely going to be an interesting one. Definitely look forward to kind of speaking with you. And we kind of spoke before about what we're going to talk about today. And you used the term attention grabbers. And I have a couple things here, and I'll just kind of let you talk about the work in the private corrections. I understand you sent some the prisoners to Arizona, and then the fire at the Holcomb plant.
Right. I mean, those are kind of attention grabbers this week. And it's, of course, been well publicized across the state for the at least the past year, if not a little longer, the issues with the state prisons, overcrowding. There's been kind of smaller riots at some, a little bigger at others. Mm-hmm. A lot of it due to understaffing, the staff working you know, multiple shifts in a day because of the short. Well, as there are some expansion projects going on at prisons in Kansas, Lansing is one of them. They're looking at some other construction. But just this week, Kansas signed a deal with Arizona, a private corrections company that has, I think, 20 prisons.
So not the state, but not a company.
A company, yeah. Okay. It's a private prison company, and they're sending up to 600 prisoners over the next year out of state to kind of deal with the overcrowding and all until some of the issues can mm-hmm. be corrected. There were some wage increases for the guards, which I think has helped the staffing some. They've been able to hire. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this has been talked about, but it's and more often you would see the state look to counties for prison beds to move some prisoners out to some county jails, but they looked at that and I think they only came up with 80 beds across the state and counties. So $75 a day that Kansas will pay this private prison system to house Kansas prisoners. They're going to, I think the first group going out will be about 120. So, I mean, that's a new, that's going to be an additional expense for the state. But it was kind of an attention grabber this week because they're looking at trying to find ways to address some of the correctional issues and problems that we're having. There's a new prison director mm-hmm. in, and so these are some changes along with that. The other thing that we talked about as the state has had the governor and a number of other state officials out in the Garden City Holcomb area where the Tyson plant had the big fire last Friday, I believe, and I've toured that plant, it amazed me. They process 6,000 cattle a day there. That's 6% of the cattle mm-hmm. processed in the United States out of that plant. And so in western Kansas, there are, of course, a lot of feed yards and all, and that's going to be a big disruptor for those farmers, those cattle ranchers. I read where if a rancher with 1,000 head of cattle out there that would be wanting to go to market could lose like $42,000 a day mm-hmm. with just as a result of that fire. Now, Tyson indicated they would pay their full-time workers until the plant's back up, but it doesn't take care of a lot of the ranchers that have the cattle that may not have something to do with them.
Yeah, that work through Tyson.
Right, that uses Tyson to sell the cattle to and to process. I think there are Tyson facilities, a couple of them within 200 miles of there, mm-hmm. but that's a pretty good haul if you have to haul your cattle that distance. So that's that's taken up a lot of, I think, some of the upper-level state officials and the legislators in those areas. It's been a big attention point.
Yeah, and certainly, and you really want to make sure that the Kansas farmers, because that is such a big industry around here, kind of are in a good position to continue doing what they do and, of course, bring income back into the state. So moving back to the private prisons for just one moment. So you said it's kind of an extra expense for the state of Kansas, but, of course, you would say that's just temporary, right? Because, you know, once the prisons start expanding and you start to bring in more prison guards to kind of solve the understaffing problem, then you're going to be able to bring those prisoners back in and maybe stop paying that company
later.
Yes,
yeah. It will be a temporary time that those prisoners will be in Arizona, and it will be a measure, I think, to let them get some of the prison construction done, some of the remodeling done, mm-hmm. and deal with some of the staffing issues, and then they can start coming back in. But it's, over the past year plus, there's been issues in El Dorado, there's been issues in Lansing and others. So some things that, Larned, that need to be dealt with.
Yeah, and certainly, and we hope that we can take care of those things as quickly as possible. So kind of moving on, you mentioned you're also a part of a couple of interim committees as the representative for the 11th District, including financial institutions and pensions. And I know you said you maybe wanted to talk about a little bit of what you're doing in those committees.
Well, those committees, financial institutions one actually has a date set, and it's a little ways down the line, but it's October 3rd. And we are going to talk about that, some legislation that was introduced by the Kansas Bankers Association to try to make a level playing field between business lending between credit unions and banks. Banks have a tax that they pay, credit unions don't in the state. And so that will be an interesting piece of legislation. I mean, there are credit unions are a big lender in the state, and of course so are Kansas banks. So we will have at least two meetings on that, and it's basically there's legislation that's been introduced at the end of last year. It will come up for hearings and for potential action in 2020, and this will let everyone involved in that. And I am chairman of the Financial Institutions Pensions Committee, so it will come to my committee in the House, and it'll go to the Financial Institutions Committee in the Senate. So this will give us a chance to get some pre-information on it and find out what's involved and have a chance to listen to both the banks and the credit unions and try to get a jump on this, because if something's going to be done, you have a two-year legislative session. Last year was year one, and so it was introduced in year one, but very late in the session. So it will have only the 2020 session to either go up or down, and if it doesn't get out or it doesn't pass, it would have to start all over again in 2021.
It's a long way to think about.
Yeah, so that will be one. The other one that I'll be involved in is a pensions. There's a joint pensions committee that meets every year. We get a report from CAPERS, which mm-hmm. is the Kansas Public Employees Credit Retirement System. And in that report, they tell us the condition of CAPERS, what the earnings are. We get an outlook for the future and any things that they see may need attention. And then we will probably discuss, some potential bills that could come up in the 2020 session during that time. That one is just normally one day. Meet one day, spend morning and afternoon, morning hearing kind of from the retirement system, getting a chance to question them. And then in the afternoon, we talk about potential legislation or needs for the upcoming year. Now, there also is going to be another committee that I'll be on and haven't seen the total agenda. It will be September 12th, and it's going to be on insurance, and it's the cost of insurance. So some of the issues, we'll look at that. They haven't put out the material that's going to be covered completely on that, so I know that will be coming up. So there'll be at least three, maybe four trips between now and mm-hmm. January when we go back.
Yeah, certainly. And so a lot of important stuff coming up in the Kansas State Legislature that you're going to want to pay attention to, because, you know, these sort of things, you don't really think about them. You only really think about the major stuff sometimes. But some of this stuff, it can affect even at the most smallest level.
Yeah, and, you know, it's when we live in this corner of the state, and, KGGF does a great job of covering legislative issues, but you know, we're in the, if anyone watches television, and mm-hmm. we're in the Oklahoma TV market here, so you do not see any state of Kansas news.
Exactly.
And so and you know, the newspapers cover it some, but people, not everyone takes a newspaper, and so there's a lot of things that could go on. And we may not hear about them immediately. Mm-hmm. And so that's, like you said, it's good to kind of pay attention, because it does affect you in your life. And more importantly, it could affect you in your pocketbook.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that'll pretty much do it. But Mr. Kelly, thank you very much for coming in today and speaking with us. And I'll look forward to speaking with you again.
Well, Connor, thanks very much. I'm glad I was your inaugural journey into legislative interviews.
You know, like I said, just another milestone in my radio career. So I definitely will thank you, and I'll definitely always remember the name of the first person I ever interviewed as part of the Mighty, well, not the first person I interviewed on the Mighty 690, but the first legislature I interviewed on a Mighty 690. So we'll go ahead and move it up to the top of the hour, but Fox News is coming up in just a little bit. We'll also have a local newscast from our very own interim news director, Matt Jordan. That coming up on the Mighty 690, KGGF.